On the record.
Good afternoon. We are on the record. My name is Marisha Childs. I'm the hearings officer for this matter. My pronouns are she, her. I'm the hearings officer for this matter. We are here today, Wednesday, June 25th, 2025. The time is 2 p.m. We are here on a tow appeal matter, cause number 1250115. This is a tow appeal hearing that was filed by appellant Nathan Marchenka. I hope I didn't mispronounce your name. I would like to first go around. We're on Zoom, and although I can see faces and squares, it's not that the video that's being recorded, but I need parties to identify themselves for the record. I'm going to start with the appellant. If you can, please state and spell your first and last name and your pronouns for the record.
Hi there. Good afternoon. My name is Nathan Marchenka, spelled N-A-T-H-A-N, Nathan, and M as in Mary, A-R-T as in Thomas, C-H-E-N-K-E, and that's Marchenka, and I use he, him pronouns.
Thank you. Kevin Boyle, if you can, please take yourself off of mute, identify yourself for the record, state, spell, first and last name, your pronouns, and the bureau you're with, please.
My name is Kevin Boyle. That's K-E-V-I-N-B-O-Y-L-E. I am with the City of Portland Parking Code Enforcement with PBOT, and my pronouns I use are he, him.
Great. Thank you. Okay, so like I said, we're here on a tow appeal matter, and this was filed by appellant. This hearing is being recorded. Like I said, we're on Zoom, and although I can see faces and squares, it's not the video that's being recorded, it's just the audio. The audio of these proceedings will be available on the city's website within the next 2 to 3 days after the conclusion of this hearing. I am a hearings officer. I work in the hearings office. The hearings office is charged with independently reviewing decisions of other city bureaus to make sure those decisions comply with the code. And in this case, that means reviewing the decision to tow your vehicle, Mr. Marchenka, to make sure that decision complies with the code. The code limits my authority in these cases. I'm limited to deciding whether the tow is valid, invalid, or otherwise unjustified. The code requires that I find a tow valid if two requirements are met. One, the procedural notice requirements have been satisfied, and two, the person ordering the tow followed all relevant rules and procedures. If there was a parking citation that was issued in addition to the tow, the parking citation will not be addressed here today, and instead that would need to be addressed in Multnomah County Circuit Court. If memory serves me correctly, there was a parking citation. I encourage every appellant who has filed an appeal of the tow to appeal their parking citation. I see there's no reason not to. It doesn't cost you anything to appeal. But if you appeal, you have the greatest likelihood of receiving any kind of financial relief. But make sure you follow the instructions on that ticket or the envelope, wherever it is, that tells you how to appeal and the timelines to appeal. Because if you miss those timelines, you do not get another bite at that apple. So don't drag your feet if you seek to appeal the parking citation. Mr. Marchenka, did you receive the statement of rights in this case?
I'm not sure.
Did you review any of the documents that have been uploaded into this case?
Oh, the exhibit documents. Yes. Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. I don't recall which number it was, but you likely received it the same day you received everything else. If you received the notice of hearing, I suspect you got
that. In that case, yes. Yes.
Okay, great. Do you have any questions about what you read?
No, I don't.
Do you feel ready to move forward with the hearing at this time?
Yes.
Okay. The notice of the statement of rights is exhibit 4, and it was sent, I think, what was it, the 23rd, I believe, is when the notice was sent to everybody. Just going to double check. Yep. No, June 23rd. Notice of hearing, statement of rights, exhibit 4. Okie doke. All right. Next, I'd like to get the party sworn in, and then we can get some testimony. If you can both please raise your right hand. Great. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you provide today in this matter will be the truth and the whole truth? If that is so, say I do. Mr. Marchenki?
I do.
Great. Mr. Boyle? Okay. Perfect. I saw your mouth moving, but I didn't hear you, Mr. Boyle. So, but I saw your mouth move in the words that I do. Okay. So, Mr. Marchenki, this... you are the moving party. You requested this TOA appeal hearing, so you can go first if you would like. Tell me why you believe that this TOA is invalid, or the city can go first. The city bears the burden. They would have to prove anyway that the TOA was valid. So you don't really have to prove anything. You don't have to do anything. The city could just say like, I don't agree. Let the city prove it. But most people don't, but you don't have to do what most people do. You do whatever you would like. How would you like to move forward, Mr. Marchenki?
I think the only, the reason why I filed this appeal is I felt that it felt unfair given my circumstance. I live in an apartment in Zone B. We don't have a parking space. And I don't, sometimes I drive to school, sometimes I don't, depending on where we get placed and where we have to do rotations. And this happened to be a week where I had to walk to OHSU hospital, and I was spending long hours each day at the hospital, and I wasn't checking on the car every single day. I parked it Sunday evening, and at that time there was no indication that they were going to close the street. PG&E had sent out something in the mail saying that they were going to turn off the power, but also did not indicate that they were going to change the rules about parking. And then when I finally was done with the work week and I checked to use it to pick up groceries, it was gone. And so I just, I understand that in between that time, it's based on the exhibit, it sounds like they did put up a sign announcing that on Friday the 20th they would institute a rule to tow cars, but just given the fact that there's construction on the street, the rules change very frequently, and we almost, as far as I can recall, we never get advance notice like in the mail or in the form of a pamphlet about these parking changes. It just felt like very unfortunate but unfair given what I was having to deal with.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. You're right. You don't receive anything in the mail. They don't send you anything. They don't send you anything. You are absolutely right. And yes, unfortunate might be the best description. Let me just go back to one thing that I forgot I should have done before you testified, which was the exhibits. I apologize for this. The exhibits. There have been 10 exhibits that have been uploaded into this case. These 10 exhibits are documents that each party can upload in support of their position. The city uploads documents saying the TOA is valid. Mr. Marchenki, you upload a submitted document that says I disagree. But these documents need to be admitted into the record so that way I can rely on them in making some decisions. Is there any objection to me admitting exhibits 1 through 10 into the record? No, I see Mr. Marchenki's head shaking. I can't imagine Mr. Boyle will object, but Mr. Boyle, do you have any objection to any of the exhibits? No. Mr. Boyle, I'm not sure if your mic, I didn't hear you, but I know you moved your mouth again. So
you're not hearing me? You're not hearing me at all? There we go.
I can hear you now. Thank you.
No, I do not object.
Okay, great. Also, just wanted to make sure, is it me? Is it you? I can't hear. Okay. Thank you for that testimony, Mr. Marchenki. Mr. Boyle, please tell me why you towed this vehicle, and if you could, perhaps, respond to Mr. Marchenki's query about any kind of other notice that went in the mail or anything, if you could.
Sure. So you can still hear me, right?
I can.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
I can. You're kind of faint.
These computers change a lot, so I'll try to talk louder.
Okay, perfect.
This was a service request that was sent out by the person who reserved the space. on Friday, the 20th of June. This is what is called a temporary no parking, which means that we reserve a space to temporarily take away parking so that work can be done. I don't know what it is. This barricade is what we call them, was installed and verified by us on the 16th. So it's 4 days prior, three days, because it was in the evening at 5:46 p.m. So we inspect it to make sure that all the signs are covered properly, all the barricades are put up, spaced evenly, so that way they're conspicuously posted. So then the complainant called that same day, 6:20, and say there was a vehicle in their zone. So we come out and we verify that the signs were there, that the officer comes that day. We did note that there was a Zone B permit. However, a Zone B permit does not authorize someone to park at a reserved space or a temporary no parking space. So I don't know if you could share the pictures. Let's go through the pictures real quick.
Are you able to see these images on the screen?
So these are the pictures that were there as of the 16th. It shows, and the important thing to note here is the block face. A block face is from one corner to another corner. For the most part, some blocks are longer, so it would be two blocks. So this block, however, it's a one block face. So the sign covers the full block base. Unfortunately, the officer did not take a picture of the signs that were further down. They're just kind of in the background of, if you go down to the third picture, you can kind of make out an outline of what looks like a barricade. I was not the sighting officer. The officer is on vacation, so I'm just filling in for the officer. So I can't vouch for why the officer didn't take a picture of the other barricades.
Is that what I'm looking at? Where the cursor is?
I think that, again, unfortunately, the officer only took this one picture of the barricade in relation to the vehicle.
Okay.
I do believe, though, that the first vehicle, the gray vehicle that we see in that picture, is the closest to this barricade. A driveway does not negate a sign. So it covers the full block base, regardless of this driveway that you can see here. And then this car here, this first one that's closest to this sign, is the car in question. We also did take a picture here of the dashboards showing no permits. A city issued permit might allow the person to park there, but there are no permits there. The only other thing, evidence I'd like to present is on the storing property on street prohibited, which is 16.20.170. States that no person may store or permit to be stored a vehicle or other personal property on a public right-of-way or other public property in excess of 24 hours without the permission of the city engineer, traffic engineer, or Bureau of Services. And then this second one here, failure to operate or move a vehicle or non-vehicular property off the block face within a 24-hour period constitutes prima facie evidence of storage and may be abated. So basically that says, and then it does say move it every 24 hours, but we don't enforce that. We just ask that citizens who park on city streets check their vehicle every 24 hours to ensure that no barricades were installed or any other signage that would require them to move their car. I realize that the person has a permit, but unfortunately the permit does not make that valid. And I did have one more code here that didn't load. I'm sorry. One second here. Here we go. Oops. Pardon me. That's not the right one either. I apologize. One second here.
Which code are you looking for, Mr. Boyle?
I am looking for the code for temporary no parking, which was up here.
Is this temporary parking restrictions what you're looking for? When a vehicle may be towed, 1632.10d.
Let me go back to the screen, I'm sorry. Yes. Yes, the vehicle's parked in violation of temporary permit restriction, permanent parking restrictions. And it says here it may be enforced within 24 hours after placement. And it does state here that if it was installed prior to 12:30, then we could do it first thing in the morning. And if it's after 1:30, we would have to wait until 7 p.m. That's for metered stuff. So I do apologize. That's not relevant here. So it was, obviously, if it was installed, the 16th. That's 3 days. So that's more than 24 hours. So it would qualify. As far as mailers and that kind of stuff, there are some issues with us doing that as far as getting people's addresses. I believe it's there are privacy issues. That's why we don't do mailers. The city does do mailers for like large events, like sweeps and that kind of stuff. We just use record mailing records and that kind of stuff. But as far as these shorter ones, we do not. And I think the other part of it too is that the person who reserves the space, in this case PGE. It would be on them to reserve it because they're the ones who are closing the street. We're just enforcing the signage. So in this case, they're reserving the space from the city, and then we're just coming to enforce their sign. So it would be up for them to say, "Hey, we're closing the street." So that hopefully that helps. I know that we in the issue of sweeps and other issues of privacy and getting access to people's addresses and stuff for us, but that's the best answer I can give you on that, unfortunately. And then I have nothing further.
All right, thank you for that. So I understand your vehicle is no longer in storage. Is that correct, Mr. Martin? Yes.
Yes, that's correct. I picked it up.
Okay, great. So this is Mr. Boyle. I can't recall. I feel like you may have suggested this, but you didn't specifically say this. This is not a metered area, correct?
Yes, I apologize. It is not a metered area. So 24 hours is when the signs are valid in a non-metered area. And this is clearly over 24 hours.
Okie doke. Thank you. All right. So Mr. Marchenki, I hear what you're saying. You have the permit, the parking permit. The parking permit only buys you time. That is it. And time to park in a space without being towed for being parked for too long. So the whole purpose is to kind of allow people that live in the area a place to park. And generate some turnover so that way other people don't just come and like stay indefinitely. And then you come home and you're like, where am I going to park? You may feel that anyway because the city's, I hear this complaint often. But at any rate, that is the purpose. It doesn't allow you to park in violation of any other parking restriction. One of the things that I think that you even hinted at when you were speaking about this whole thing being unfair, and that's why you filed the appeal request, was that you didn't know that it changed and that the parking restrictions had been in place, that they got put in place. And the reason that happens is because your vehicle was stored on the public right-of-way. And this is why the city wants you to check on your car every 24 hours, because we know the parking situation can change within 24 hours. If a request is made to reserve a space so they can do a thing, you only get 24 hours notice. And then if you don't move your car every 24 hours or check on it, then you won't know that restriction was put in, that was restriction or the barricade was put up. And then you only find out when you come back later and you're wondering, that's weird. I could have sworn I parked my car here. So you don't get a mailer. They don't send anything out. I just think that would be incredibly difficult, even if it wasn't a privacy issue. I mean, I just think that would be incredibly difficult to try to notify people in the area, because housing situations change pretty rapidly too. So it would be difficult to ensure that everybody got notice, and invariably somebody wouldn't get notice and they'd say, why didn't I get notice? And it's like, well, that's why we don't get, we just put something up. They're just going to put something up. If you see it, super. It is upon you to check the parking, the area where you have parked your car, to make sure there isn't a parking restriction that was erected. It sounds like you parked your car and you don't use it regularly. And so that means you're not able to see that something has changed. So I would encourage you in the future at least to just go by, you know, an evening stroll perhaps, just to make sure that nothing has happened and that your car is A-okay for the next couple of days. I do find that the tow is validly authorized. The parking restriction was placed more than 24 hours in advance. It was conspicuously posted. I see at the very least there was a barricade that is erected not far from where your car was parked. The code only requires that, you know, if the restriction is conspicuously posted, which I find that it was, and it was, you were given the notice, and I find that there was proper notice because it was placed, really, it was placed on the 17th, even though it was placed on the evening of the 16th, I mean, whatever. It was placed in plenty of time for your vehicle. It was placed to give you enough notice that this area was going to be restricted. So that means you remain responsible for the towing and storage charges. What happens next is I write an order that analyzes the facts with the law, and that order will be sent to you via email the same way you received notice of this hearing. And it will also explain any appeal rights if you seek to appeal. I would still encourage you to appeal that parking citation. Mr. Boyle will be there. Generally speaking, parking enforcement is willing to work with you. And I suspect that is true, but I am not speaking for Mr. Boyle, but I see him shaking, like nodding, that yes, I will work with you. So please do appeal the parking citation. Do you have any questions about anything I've said?
No, this is very clear. I appreciate both your time.
Great. You are very welcome. So I thank you both for being here for this hearing this afternoon. I'm going to conclude this hearing, and you both have a great day.